Hello, VI Talk. This is Jeff Thompson from Friendly Freely, Minnesota. Hope you all are having a great day. I was going to get around to this booth the other day and talking about, you know, what do I do for a living? And to help, you know, people, young people that are coming up and, you know, that are very optimistic or pessimistic about the opportunities that lie ahead of them, you know, with the job market rates where they are and stuff, you know. But, you know, I was going to get to it, but I had to finish up these shelves that I had to get over to a person that I actually rebuilt a rocking chair for, because I do woodworking. And so I rebuilt a rocking chair and did these five shelves, and because of our schedule and stuff, we never met up that too often. But I got the rocking chair there the day before the birthday party, and that worked out really good because it ended up to be her great-grandma's rocking chair. And she died when she was 2 months old, and she was the only kid, great-grandchild, that ever got rocked in that rocking chair. And her dad was coming the next day for a birthday party, and so they were all reunited, and it was a big hit. It was a big hit. So it really meant a lot to me that I was part of that, you know, that rebuilding of the rocking chair. So, and I learned a lot. I learned a lot from that. So I finished up the shelves, but one shelf ended up being a little short. So I came home and I put another inch extension onto the back side. No one will ever see it. It's way on the far left side of a corner cabinet, and all it has to do is grip the hangers that it hangs on. So I used biscuits in it. And what are biscuits? You're probably wondering, what the heck is a biscuit? I know what a biscuit is. You eat a biscuit. No, you don't eat it, these kind of biscuits. They're well, I'll give you an analogy. How's this? Two twin beds pushed next together. They'll slowly move apart. But let's say you took three pizza pans and put them halfway under the mattress on one of them, and then slid the other one back to it so it would insert into the other mattress and box ring right in between there, three pizza pans. Well, that's what you do. I cut three slots into the wood, and I fill it with glue. I put glue along the whole seam, and then I stick the two together, and those biscuits are like a spline. They hold the two together. Yeah, and then the glue hardens up, and I actually drove in with a nail gun, pop, 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 five nails into it, because I thought I was going to bring it over there yesterday, but I'm going to bring it over there today at 4 o'clock. So I didn't get a chance to do that boo because I was busy making sure I got that done. And the other four fit in there perfectly, the other four shelves. So that deal's almost all totally wrapped up, and I really wanted to finish it up. But, you know, it's been a long time since their schedule and our schedules met, so I'm going to get it over there today. And but I wanted to listen to Lori's boo because she submitted a comment to this, and I thought, no, that's going to make me say something, or I'll figure, she covered everything. So I decided that I wouldn't listen to her boo, and now I hope she never finds that out, but I will listen to it. One thing, what I do for a living, I do woodworking. And how did I get into woodworking? Well, it all started when I was younger and my dad needed help. My other brothers really didn't participate too much in that stuff. I had an older one and a younger one. And I was always the guy that handed him a piece of wood and he sawed it. I stood around. I just hung around him doing stuff. He always told me that if you want to upgrade your house or do something to it and you can't afford it, you better learn how to do it. So I learned how to do wiring from him, and I learned how to do cutting wood from him and stuff. And now he wasn't the greatest. He just couldn't afford to have someone come in and do all this stuff for him. So he did his best that he could. And, yeah, and I picked up the basics from there. And after he passed away and I had taken care of him for 2 years, I went to my second blindness training place just to get tuned up, because when you take care of someone 24/7 for 2 years, you kind of get out of the mix of everything. And so I got tuned up, and they ended up hiring me as their wood industrial arts teacher. And so I taught for 5 years, and that was one of the greatest things that I got to experience, was meeting all the students, all the young ones, and, you know, very, not just the young ones, but even young adults, or even adults, I should say, because they're very optimistic and very pessimistic, you know, because of the statistics that show that, you know, your chances are, you know, blah, blah, blah. You know, what I really believe in is if you have drive, if you have motivation, drive, if you have that that ingrained sense of, you know, self-determining your goals and stuff, then you're going to achieve it. You don't have to go to the best training centers you know, some people say that NFB are the best training centers. Some people say there's a lot of good training centers. And I believe there are a lot of good training centers. There are people that are showing up to work to help people learn the skills and gain confidence to reach their higher potential. And so if someone comes into one of those places that has a good drive, you know, a good, you know, incentive, you know, I want this and I'll do anything it takes to get there, that person is going to achieve it. And hopefully he gets or she gets the, you know, the proper attitudes and the proper philosophy and proper skill set, you know, to do it. And I'm sure they're going to if they have a good drive. So if you have a good drive, turn your pessimism into optimism, because with drive, you can go a lot further than someone that has no drive. So if you're sitting on the couch and you don't think anything's ever going to happen and all that stuff, well, you know what? You're probably right. You're probably right. So if you're actually want something to get done and that, then, you know, you probably will get it done. Like this morning, 7 o'clock this morning, I had 8 more trees to get done. And I thought, well, I'll see if it warms up. No, it's not raining. It was a slight drizzle, just a slight. So I went out there, and from 7 o'clock to 10 o'clock, I put in 8 more trees. You know, I put in 7 the day before. And, you know, the wheelbarrow is really a fickle thing, you know. And I realized, I was thinking about it, the wheelbarrow was built so they could run it on a plank, because they always had to get it up into the somewhere or across something, or in, so it had to be on a plank wide enough where you could walk on, because they couldn't have two wheels because that would be too wide for the plank. And then someone left it at home and people started to like them and use them. They are terrible to maneuver, because once the weight starts going one way, and you know, that's why they illegalized 3-wheel motorized vehicles over here. Because, you know, you come down on that front wheel and you just tip automatically. And yeah. But that's what I have. I have 2 wheelbarrows and I complain about them. I should convert it over to 2 wheels up front, because, yeah, that'd be so much easier. But I suppose the turning and the radius, blah, blah, blah. But yeah, what do I do for work? I do whatever people don't like to do, because, you know what? There's a need for that. If people don't like to do something, they'll gladly pay you $10, $20, $30 to do it. So I do lots of things. I rebuild woodworking stuff. I fix drawers for people in their houses. I do lots of odds and ends stuff. The jack of all trades. The Jeff of all trades. And that's why when I was 5 years of teaching down there, I was able to teach people stuff that was really, you know, genuine, that really felt good inside to be able to do that. So during that period of time, I acquired a bunch of tools that I bought for myself, and I have the woodworking stuff, and I just put together five of the last small M&M machines, and they are sold, $75, bang. So, you know, I usually build them in a big bunch, and I'll build like 20 big ones, and I'll build 50 small ones. And if I sell half of the big ones, that pays for all my materials. If I sell all the big ones, the rest is all profit. So it's a neat thing, you know, to do and to have around and to give as gifts, and to some people want to buy them and give at work, so they want to buy 4 or 5 of them and they want to give them away or something like that. So it works. It's a little niche market thing. Yeah, I did the rocking chair and these shelves that I just got to return, get the last shelf over there. I traded for a workstation, so, you know, a Roland XP80, and I don't even play piano, so it's kind of interesting why I did it, but, you know, it's worth $700 on eBay, and I did it for a $300 thing, so I'm still in the good, so. But anyways, work. Do something that you like to do, something that, you know, falls in naturally, and, you know, go for it. Find out where the top of that mountain is and aim for it. Set your sights high and move towards it. And if there's any obstacles in the way, there's support groups all around you. Look at this channel. Look at the other channels. Look at other people that you know, your mentors. Who else is working in that field? Check them out. You know, ask them questions. A hurdle is just something you have to figure out on how to work around it, blast it away, clear it, do something to it. And once you achieve that goal, it, you know, you're just going on again and again. So you might come to a rut in the road, and you got to figure out a way through it. And if you do that, you know, the rest of the road is might, you know, these roads, some of the roads haven't been traveled to often, but some have, and find out from people what they've done to get there. And that's one of the biggest things that, you know, sharing ideas. I didn't learn woodworking without my dad. I didn't learn how to teach without going to a training center and seeing how it's, how they do it, and then how I do it. And but, you know, one of the main things that I had in me was I did like to teach people. I used to be a printer, and I found out if I taught someone how to do my job real well, that's a good person to have behind you working, you know, because they can do it just as good as you can. So tell them, show them, disseminate that knowledge down to people. And that goes for people that are listening, that if you see a young person around, one of the best thing you can do is let them try doing what you do, and, you know, then they'll get an inkling on how to do it and stuff like that. You know, some people don't like to disseminate too much information down because they feel threatened that that person will take their job. Well, by gosh, if I'm having a bad day and that person can do my job for me, that might work out better for everyone. They get the training, they get the skills and all that stuff, and I got covered a little bit, you know. I mean, I'm talking about my printing days, how that worked out. But, you know, the more you can educate people, the better off you are around them, because they're educated. They know, they understand what you're doing, and it's really neat to work with someone that actually knows what you're thinking. And it just instinctively, it's kind of like someone in a band, you know. You know, if you're just jamming and you're just doing something, you kind of got, you're in the groove, you know, you've been playing with them for so long or something. So I'm waffling on and on, but I think one of the most important things that I could tell to a young person right now is seek a goal, seek people that are doing something similar to that, ask them, talk to them about it, lay out your path and stick to the path. And if something comes in the way, get rid of it. Find out how to go around it, how over it, through it, or something like that. But don't let a barricade or a brick wall stop you. If you really have the willpower, the drive, the determination to do something, get the skills and confidence to attack it and go through it. All right. Y'all have a good day. Bye-bye.